Welcome to the FemNation podcast, where we wholeheartedly believe women entrepreneurs can rise together. Success comes in many flavors. There are no secret strategies. Women entrepreneurs are rewriting history by defining success on their own terms. Hi, I'm White of Gannon, the down-to-earth chick with a different name. Entrepreneur and founder of the Female Entrepreneur Movement, our business is dedicated to helping women start and grow their businesses, increasing financial independence. Each week, join me for inspiring stories and powerful interviews of women entrepreneurs sharing their lessons to success to help you take your business to the next level. Now, let's go for it. Hey guys, welcome back. Glad to hear you are joining us again. Wait a minute. Glad to hear you. That doesn't make any sense. I'm the only one talking here. So I'm glad you're back with us for a short little recap of this week's episode with Sharon Lake. She's a very, very fascinating woman, quite a go-getter, and just very forward in her approach with all things right. You know, so I automatically was very drawn to her, and she was in the forefront of my thinking of women that I really would love to have on the podcast because she's been in this world for a long time. And even when it was much more male dominated, not that that's a bad thing, but there's been so many strides made since Sharon broke into the entrepreneurial space when it wasn't exactly the thing women did. You know, we weren't really there yet back when she jumped into it. So, and you can recap some of that in her story. But what I really liked about Sharon is that the analytical piece of putting the context around what it looks like as a woman entrepreneur. So what I mean by that is that she has a very well-rounded, very centered, and very grounded viewpoint and focal point to the entrepreneurial movement, especially for women. She's big into bringing women together and really empowering them. And that is so very important, as you can tell. You know, we promote that. We promote the women entrepreneurship, empowering each other and rising each other up. But she really is just very powerful in being able to step foot into that. And I'll tell you what, I've not been in a boardroom with that woman, but I'd be willing to bet you she can knock some socks off. And if you can't catch that in the interview, man, let me tell you, the woman's powerful. But that's truly, truly what we need. In the entrepreneurial space, we have to step into and own our power in the fact that we are intelligent, we are making a contribution, we are moving the needle in so many things. We're changing the world, changing the times, changing how things are done, all for the better. None of this is that it was so very broken that only women can save it. That's not what I'm getting at, although maybe on a different conversation, we might have to jam about that. But side note, I want to put the context around the fact that women entrepreneurs, no matter where they are in their journey, are making such a major difference. And I've been privileged to sit at the table with Sharon on a couple of occasions now with other women entrepreneurs, just women badasses that are there. And it's not a weird vibe or weird element. It's very community. It's very uplifting. It's very empowering. It's very, you know, conversational. It's so very natural. And I was just at a conference not too long ago, and we had some really awesome speakers on the panel. It was small mastermind, actually, less than 30 people. And this was something that was fascinating to me, that they were, you know, we were talking about how, you know, we don't know how to approach them because they're like big names, they're bigwigs in what they do. But yet they turned it around and said, but we don't know you either. So we don't know what to say as well. You know, so we are all at the end of the day, just human. And we have to step aside this thinking in our social media world or socially just terribly misconstrued to a degree that it holds us back in our own entrepreneurial journey. But we've got to move past that and step into the fact that we might feel like that's the case, but it really isn't that the case. It's not that people don't want to have anything to do with us, or people don't want to talk to us, or we're not big enough, or we're not making enough, or our business hasn't grown enough yet. It's not that. It's just they have the same thing that we have that I don't know what to say to them. I don't know enough about, you know, what I do or what they do, or it's the same on both ends. And so if we cut to the chase in viewing it that way, we can move so much more forward. If we could just say, I can talk to this person. And that's something that I have trained myself to do, is that I will go ask. I will absolutely go ask, because if it's a no at this point in time, that's fine. I'm not anywhere soft asking for that interview or that conversation or to get to know somebody. Some of my best gal friends are because I stepped my foot out there and just asked. I didn't ask to be friends. I asked for their expertise. I asked not overbearingly, but not to the point where it was dripping on their time or, you know, just gushing on them. Nobody loves that to the point where it's just kind of too much, but asking for little bits, reaching out for little bits. And if they had the time, awesome. And it was such a privilege to be able to get those nuggets from them, or that answer from them, or just kind of that little one-liner guidance from them. And everybody that I run with in the circles that I run with is so open and free to share that information. And you know what? If they don't have the time at the moment, it's not you, girl. It's they just don't have the time. Maybe it's not the right time. I often tell my kids, because we do a lot of things. They're very much involved in my business. I mean, they've lived this entrepreneurial journey with me and my husband. But I've often told them that if they ask to do something or ask for something, that's just one more thing. And sometimes I'm not a perfect parent. I'll snap back. No, it's just a no. I don't, you know, stop asking me that or something. But I've told them multiple times, and they've all learned that this is the way to do it. So it's not that it's no. Now, sometimes it is no, we'll have that conversation, but it's not always that it's no. It's just that I have too much in my head going on. I just can't fit one more thing in. I don't know how to do it. I've got, you know, one to pick up, one to drop off, dinner to prepare, you know, groceries or homework or, you know, events or birthday parties or, you know, sports. I mean, you name it. I'm sure you all can relate with this, that it is just not simple to do all the things, but we're capable of doing them. But at the same time, we're human. And so I tell my children often, if I'm short about it, just see what's going on. Be aware in the world that you're in the car or going on the errands with me or at home. Whatever we're doing, be aware of what's going on. And if it's something that's so important to you that you really want to do that, and most of the things I would love to grant to my children, and they're innocent and good and the things that they want to do, that I do, it's not that I don't want to deprive them of those things. And then I struggle with, you know, feeling like I deprive them of something cool or good or fun, but it's that I just need one less thing somewhere. And I don't know how to add one more thing in. So I say, hey, just reframe it. If you see that I'm just overloaded for the day or have a lot of things going on my mind, and we're vocal about that, you know, hey, mom's processing a lot of things at the moment. So if I'm not super into the conversation, just, hey, mom, come on, I'm right here. You know, we are human, and I do not proclaim to be perfect about this entrepreneurial journey of raising children and a business. But at the same time, it is such a just a village effort. And if I can teach them to recognize that, I'm also teaching them that when they reach out in the world, when they get older and they get to the point where they're branching out and doing their thing, some of them entrepreneurial, some of them career oriented, whatever that looks like, a no is not necessarily that they don't want to have anything to do with you. More often than not, it's not that. It's not that they don't want to have anything to do with you. It's that they just can't fit one more thing going on. And so how can you make it easier for someone? How can you make it easier for that piece? Because then those things open up, those doors open up, and not to be overbearing. But that's how I meet women entrepreneurs. That's how I talk to them. That's how we find out what's going on. A lot of times at conferences, because that's kind of a little bit more of a kind of a laid back time. We're all in it together. But that's how I'll network. And I enjoy that network. I love, love, love conference vibes. But it's not so much about that they don't want to have anything to do with you or that you're not good enough. And quite frankly, if someone is like that, because let's not be weird and expect that there's none of that. But if they are like that, they're not your people. And recognize that, brush it off and move along. Find that answer somewhere else. Find that inspiration from someone else. And don't take it personal. Because if we take it personal, a lot of times you're taking something personal that isn't actually personal. It's just that there's just a lot going on. And so give it some space. Do your due diligence in checking into what you can find and who you want to reach out with to and what kind of circle you want to put yourself in and step up into that and find how you can contribute and be a part of that. And those doors, my friend, will open for you so beautifully. That's how I get to find these awesome women. I reach out and ask. I have people now at this point, they're starting to come in more on their own by referral and, you know, for the movement's sake, to be able to have the platform to talk about their story. But even those women, I would not have been connected had it not been for stepping my foot into that space. You don't grow if you don't push your boundaries. So I encourage you every day, push those boundaries. And as always, if you have any questions, feel free to hit me up, find me. I'm on social media all over and on the website, send me a question on email. Anyway, you can find me, feel free to check out what I do and see how you can network with me. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Fem Nation podcast. Be sure to check out our show notes for more details from the episode. If you love the show, share it with a friend or drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you over at whitedovegannon.com or find me on social media. Until next time, keep moving forward.